You're listening to WYSO. I'm Lewis Wallace. Guns and gun owners have been back in the headlines after President Obama's recent executive actions aimed at curbing gun violence. And locally, Greene County issued or renewed more than 500 concealed carry gun licenses in the third quarter of 2015. Montgomery County issued more than 1,000. In order to get a concealed carry permit in Ohio, an individual is required to take a gun safety training class, and the National Rifle Association is responsible for much of that training. I went to an NRA concealed carry class at a private home in Xenia and found a mixture of views among locals about President Obama's latest move. In Jesse Mackey's living room, there's a glass case with an extensive display of precious moments, those porcelain dolls with the big eyes. He'd like to replace that, to expand his store.
I have a lot of gun cleaning stuff and some accessories.
Mackey is a licensed firearms dealer, and he's showing me the small display of supplies in his front hall, next to piles of kids' coats and boots, and his wife's Precious Moments figurines. But I'm here today because there's a class going on. 13 people are crowded around Mackey's long dining room table, bundled for the snowy weather. They're filling out a written test on gun safety.
We'll go over the test after you're done with it, and then as you're doing the test, I'm going to print up your guys' certificates.
Later, they'll go to a shooting range at his cousin's house, but for now, Mackey takes a seat in a rocking chair at the head of the table to review their tests.
Number one is B, two is B.
After the test, he orders pizza for the group. While we wait, Mackey says he's been teaching these courses for 10 years, and lately they're always packed.
It got really crazy after the Paris attacks and after all the terrorist attacks out in California.
The busyness started after Obama got elected.
It's great for me, but
Mackey's a life member of the NRA, which opposes almost any expansion of gun control. But he actually doesn't have a problem with the president's recent executive action on guns.
I mean, I understand that he's trying to make everything safer for everybody.
He just feels like regulation doesn't accomplish much. If someone wants to get a gun illegally, they still will. The president's latest action does potentially make it harder to sell a gun privately or at a show without getting a license and requiring background checks for more purchasers. Jesse Mackey's mild view of the whole thing isn't that unusual for gun owners. A 2013 Pew poll found 8 in 10 gun owners supported these kinds of rules. But another NRA life member, Eric Blaine, says not everyone is so relaxed about it. Blaine is a lawyer out of Vandalia, specializing in gun law, and says lots of his clients are concerned about the new rules.
Through both phone calls into the firm, to myself, to my cell phone, we've experienced a lot of questions.
He thinks it won't be clear whether a private owner can sell a gun without registering as a dealer.
The executive actions have muddied the waters as far as legal interpretation of what is or is not a firearms dealer.
Despite the NRA's loud and persistent voice, its members still make up a small minority of gun owners, estimated at between 5 and 10%. Back in Jesse Mackey's certified NRA concealed carry class, everything is super above the table anyhow. He's a federally licensed dealer in regular contact with state and county authorities. Still, people don't have to be NRA members to join the class, and no one here wants to discuss their political views, except a Fairborn resident named William Richardson, a speech pathologist who's not an NRA member himself. Talking in a hushed tone next to Jesse's household gun supply display, he says the executive action is just fine with him.
We should be as proactive as we possibly can within the restraints of the Second Amendment. So I'm okay with it.
Even though it could conceivably put more restrictions on him and his gun collection hobby, what he does have a problem with, the idea that the NRA speaks for all gun owners.
They might have too much power. I don't know. They might, you know.
The organization's national political arm has criticized the president's announcement. But despite all the talk, President Obama's latest action is just ramping up enforcement of laws that already exist. Even NRA leadership has indicated they don't think these actions will change much. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.